The Inbox.
Yo, what it do, what it do, what it do. You know who it is. It's your boy Feral Mo.
And JT.
And it's Inbox Radio. What it do, JT?
Man, I'm good. How
what's
you
up,
doing?
What's up, Tizza?
I'm good. How you been?
Oh, man, I'm fucking tired. Tired, busy, but, you know, I wouldn't have it no other way. Because if I wasn't, you know, I guess I'd be a bump on the log.
That's bum. True. I feel the same way.
You know, so.
Do you ever notice that, like, anytime your wife or significant other decides they want to do something together, quote unquote, do something, it always involves fucking work? So my wife had me, now my wife's white, so she literally had me slaving.
No, I understand. Right.
She didn't mean to have me slaving, but she had me slaving.
They don't ever mean to have you slaving.
So listen,
that's slavery in general.
She wants to paint the whole interior of the house, which I'm cool with, and her dad does like drywall and painting, so he's helping. But I had to sand all the doors, all the baseboards, for like 5 straight hours yesterday. And I'm old and out of shape, so that, like, I'm hurting right now. And then today, I had to paint since, like, 10 in the morning until just now. What time is it? 8 o'clock? Mm-hmm. So, like, half an hour before you got here.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm done.
I feel you, but see, I got
she
this.
She don't want to take me to the movies. She don't want to go to no concerts.
Oh, see, we did.
So I had
have another conversation outside of this. Because so I already know.
We like, did go out last night for a couple hours because my boy had a birthday party at this bar in Carnegie. So, like, I wanted to do something with my wife. So I took her out for a couple drinks.
Right.
She wanted to do something and got me fucking working. Yeah. I love my wife, though.
Hey, that's what they're there for. You know what?
And then I got to go work all week.
You got to salute her, though, man. Hey, they don't come like that no more. You know, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to my wife, even though I'm upset right now.
I get you, man. I'll get over it. That's a penalty of leadership, cuz.
I'll get over it.
You got to deal with it. But, fucking... I ain't been doing shit, man. I just been working. I've been busy fucking working and, you know, just trying to get, I'm working on getting the other show right. So everybody this fall, Press Box is Sports Talk Radio. We're going to deal with Whippy Old Football, college and pro. Check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Press Box.
This fall. Check it out. Indy 100, Apple, Spotify, all the shits. All of it. So
how many co-hosts you got?
Two.
All right.
Two other co-hosts. But we're gonna have special other commentators and co's coming soon to be announced, and they're all former players at every level. So yeah. Check that out.
Who else?
And Kelly Kale.
Shout out to Eyes
and Kelly Kales. But yeah, that's coming. But you know, I just been working on everything else. But enough of that shit. Let's get into this word of the day, man. Let's get into the word of the day. Word of the day is superfluous.
Superfluous.
Is that how you say it? Superfluous?
Yes.
Damn, see? I'm glad you corrected me.
But we're here to learn, though.
So. Yeah, I guess we are.
There ain't no shade.
You know what I'm saying? Superfluous. I'm usually good with my words, but you know. So
you know when you look them up, though, they have that little audio button and it'll play it for you.
I understand, but I'm good with my words. You know what I'm saying? So I try not to look at that. You know what I'm saying? I'm
busy this week.
I was busy, but superfluous means unnecessary. Especially through being more than enough.
So, like, over the top?
Yeah, pretty much. You see a lot of that shit going on nowadays. Yeah. A lot of over-the-topness, doing too much. Not doing enough, like, even, you know?
Like Drake hate and LeBron hate.
You know, but I can justify all that without going over the top. That's justifiable. So, but you know what? Before we get into, you know what? We'll get into that. Let's introduce our guest. So today, we have, you know, we got some special guests in the building. And, you know, they're doing some things out here in the community. You know, they're a nice little collective. And I just so happened to, you know, no one personally that was there. Then I needed this. You know what I'm saying? This is something that I think we needed. We all needed. And I just want to know some more about it. Shout out to Caroline. I'm introducing her right now. Shout out to Caroline.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, I want them to let you know who they are. And hey, why don't you introduce yourselves to everybody out there and what y'all do and what it is that it, you know.
I'll start. Because I know Vernon's not going to start. So I'll start with the two members who are also a part of the organization, but they're currently not here. That is DC Calloway and Breezy Lewis. They cannot be with us tonight, but they are a part of us.
Shout out.
And my name is Caroline Prince, and you'll get to know a little bit about me as we continue to talk. But this was originally Vern's organization. I talked to him about it. I said, I need something to do. Throw me in. We met up. We started collaborating, getting everything together. And here we are.
Very nice. Very nice. So,
what about the other guests? What about the other guests we got here?
My name is Vern. I started this organization with two of my friends who was, you know, we were just trying to give back to the community, and we needed some help because we got a lot going on. So Caroline and Bree stepped up, and yeah, they're running things now.
Hey. I wouldn't say that much. He just said that to me.
So what's the name of the organization?
Right.
And I mean, y'all could take turns, y'all could both go, whatever. But what's the name of the organization? And let the people know a little bit about what y'all do.
We are Born Leaders Initiative. Follow us on Facebook.
Yo, hey, y'all hear that? Born Leaders Initiative. Hey, follow them on Facebook.
I'd like to get us to 1,000 friends by the end of the week. I don't know how many we started with, but I've been working hard on our social media to get our name out there, to get our presence known. What we are going to do, I'll give you the short version, is right now we're offering...
We got time.
We got plenty of time.
We're offering positive reinforcement to the children of Washington County. So what that means, good grades. Tell us something good about your family. Trying to show them that they can be positively reinforced by what they're doing in the community. So that's one aspect of it. The second aspect for me, which is important, is the adults. They also need resources. What if they are given the resources 10 years earlier than we were? What could they be 20 years from now? So it's kind of basically planting a seed is what we're doing.
Okay, that's dope.
That's what's up.
So do y'all have like monthly meetings, weekly meetings? Like how does the community connect with you to find out about these initiatives?
Right now, it's social media. So we're currently on Instagram. We have Facebook. I'd like it to get us a TikTok. But if you inbox me, I'm doing all the work from the inbox from social media. We will have a P.O. box. We will have a special phone for our business as well as an actual building. That's something Vern and I talked about because we want a place for somewhere for people to go. Okay. So if you have someone who has an interview coming up, they may not have clothes for an interview, come by our building, see what we have available, whatever it is that you need.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, that's real dope.
That's definitely something that is going to help our community out because we don't have a lot of resources. So
there's not a lot. Yeah, there's not at all. So what made you even think about doing this? This, that's not normal thinking from normal people. So obviously you gotta have some type of wit about you to even think about even wanting to do this. So what made you want to even think about doing something like this?
As we've seen a lot, you know, growing up, that we shouldn't have seen, and we didn't really have no guidance. You know, parents tried, but it just wasn't there. So we want to kind of like change the way kids grow up, teach them financial literacy, give them opportunities, help them out with things, and working on that.
It's definitely a process. Definitely a process, man. So, so Caroline, what do you do? Like, let everybody know. Like, what do you like? What do you do? Like,
she as does for, everything.
You know what I mean? Like, as like
as her career,
like both,
for,
like
for the organization,
a little bit of both. Yeah. Like,
okay. So I'll start with, I have two careers. I'm an administrative law judge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
It's not like that. And I hate, don't do that. I'm an administrative law judge.
You have to have a law degree for that, right?
No, no. Don't. I made sure plenty of times. Are you sure I qualify for this? Yes, I do. But it's not criminal, so I don't do any kind of criminal proceedings. I worked for the welfare office for 10 years. So through them, I had the experience, and it's just a different part of the state. So I basically, I'm the judge in front of hearings. They're disputing their benefits. Welfare fraud, you name it, they'll come in front of me. It's very interesting because it's a constant learning curve. I speak with a, I have a lot of hearings with people who don't speak English. Never had that before. So I do that full time, Monday through Friday. And then I'm a realtor as well. And then the rest of my time is to our nonprofit.
Nice.
Yes.
No, I got a question, like as far as like the realty side, like.
Yes.
How is the in your opinion, is the market good or bad right now? Or and if it's bad, do you see any light at the tunnel? If it is bad, or is it good right now?
I can't speak overall because I removed myself a lot from the real estate world beginning of last year due to everything that was going on with my brother. So I had a couple deals last year, 2023, but I know I prefer buyers over listing a home. So right now my buyers are like, no, the interest rate is not appropriate, which I completely understand.
I get you. Yeah, right.
And I don't want to force anyone to do anything. So they're saving their money, building their credit score, and then we'll hop right into it. I've passed on listings because I kind of had to focus, bring it back to me. And I do not like listing homes. Mm-hmm. I like helping people purchase them.
Okay. Yeah, the interest rates are crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's
believe it or not, people are still buying. So, like, because I work in a bank. I'm a branch manager. And it's just crazy to me that people are still able to purchase homes and buy homes. Like, where are you getting the funds to be able to handle this?
Right.
Because the interest rates are crazy. But everyone's banking on the fact that the interest rates might go down eventually, so they can refinance.
A lot, yeah, yeah, a lot of people are banking
buying
on
anyways.
That.
Mm-hmm. So the market's actually still thriving, even though it should be a fucked up.
But
market.
It's also out of desperation too, because they might need something. Well, no, but at the same time, it's
they
a risk.
Refinance.
Right. It's a risk though, because if it goes down, then they came up a little bit.
It's exactly. All risk.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
That's scary.
But I love the craziness of it.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I got involved.
Oh man, that's worse than fucking going to the crap table and just letting it go.
Bro. It ain't that bad.
No, that's craziness. Oh, at least I could pick. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Right, you're right. I don't know.
And a lot of people make the mistake and they don't get locked in on their interest rates. So they may be quoted a percentage. They're not locked in. They didn't go and finish the process. It's no longer an option now. The rates change.
Right.
So if you want to purchase a home, you need to be sure that that's something you want to follow through with. So when I do get someone years. Who's interested, I sit down. Let me get to know you because don't.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You kind of have to be like that.
Yes. Are you
like,
sure this is what you want to do? Because I love long term buyers.
Yeah, you're
meaning,
not desperate for the money. You're
no.
Des- you,
yes.
You really help
and
people.
That's what I love. Like people will come to me. This is my credit score. Okay. I'll refer you to somebody. in 2 years, they're purchasing with me. I like that kind of commitment. Mm-hmm. Don't mind. I do not mm-hmm. mind cash deals either. I will do that to make my money. But I love to see people make it to the next level when they didn't think that they could do it.
Right.
So mm-hmm. it's basically rooting for the underdogs. Those are the type of clients that I prefer.
And not only that, like, you want to build that relationship with people because then they can trust you.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Especially if when there's money involved, if somebody can trust you when there's money and bread involved,
mm-hmm.
oh, hey, you got it.
And the
you
word of mouth it. Business is the best business.
You got absolutely. It. And they're going to bring it all to you. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, that's a situation where keeping it real can go really, it can go good.
Mm-hmm.
It can go good because I know, in this past 2 weeks, I've seen some situations where keeping it real has gone wrong. Bro, I can't even begin to tell you.
Vern, what about you? What do you do?
Construction. Remodel houses. That's it.
Hey, that's
what's your specialty and what's your specialty? Like, what do you prefer to do for the remodel?
I'll do anything. I try to do anything because the contractors that I've hired, they suck. they come do jobs, mess them up, don't come back. All type of stuff, run off with the money. It's just
that's crazy.
Nah, it is.
Ran off on the plug.
Yeah, yeah.
They do that a lot.
Dog, I've seen it personally happen. Working for people, not knowing what's going on. You thinking you're working for somebody, and you're doing a job, and then you know they're just like, oh yeah, I'll come back later. Yeah. They don't even hit
it's
you
not
up.
Like it used to.
Yeah, bro. So I've seen it, but being blind to it, not knowing, you know what I'm saying? You're figuring you're just helping. I've seen it, dog, too many times.
That's
so horrible. Dog, bro, if that was like now looking back at it, if that was me and you did that to me,
crazy.
Nigga, I'm turning your
There's
water off.
You can do. You can't. You sue them or something. They don't got to pay. Yeah.
They don't have to pay.
Nah.
No, they're going to come back
because
and pay.
How can you determine, like, if the job's sufficient or not? Like,
yeah,
in the law, with the law, I'm sure there's, like, loopholes where they can say, well, they completed the job, even though you don't like it.
That's
it's
horrible.
To their standard. Is that how it happens?
You could take them to court, but if you win, they don't have to give. If they don't have no money, how are they going to give it to you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you pay all them legal fees.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm cool with
I'm
legal
getting my
fees
money back, though. Like, that wouldn't just sit well with me.
You might have to take
you
it
to try
the streets.
You can try.
You're not just gonna keep my money and not do the job. What you mean?
Oh man, yeah.
And see, that makes me nervous about having rentals in.
Oh yeah.
Because that's something I want to do.
And you can't put people out. It's not as easy to evict people as it used
as
you,
right.
As you thought,
well, I heard the one lady. She got arrested because she tried to get the squatters out of her home.
Yeah, that's squatting.
Yes.
So if the place isn't occupied and somebody comes in, and if some homeless person just comes into my house that I'm working on and I haven't moved in or no one's been in there for a long time, now that's their residence.
Yes,
it can be. It's by different.
But wait. If I buy a house and I pay it off, I own that house in theory. Because if I don't pay my taxes, they can take my house, right? They can put
Correct.
It in my house,
Correct.
They can take it. So I still don't own shit. But if I never paid for this place and I just move in, you can't put me out?
You can,
how does that work?
But you have to take legal action.
How does that work?
It's, if a squatter has been in there continuously and they can show that they've been there, quote unquote, cleaning up on the inside.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So can I squat in my own house if I don't pay my taxes?
You know what?
Because if I don't pay my taxes, you're going to take my house.
Well, some of these homes, that's a long process. That's not a short process. So some of the homes in the city, they could have 15 years back taxes.
But I heard if you're like a year past due, somebody could literally buy it.
If they put it up, I believe. I'm not too sure how that would work.
That's crazy. Well, I'm going to just squat and not pay taxes.
No, you don't want to do it, JT.
That's just how.
But you have to actually file court orders to get them out properly.
That's amazing.
What?
Criminals, like, it's.
You're in my motherfucking crib.
It's innocent till proven guilty.
Hey, you can tell Christopher Columbus didn't land it on this shit.
Yeah.
Dog, you can tell.
Columbus. That's the Christopher Columbus law.
Dog, this is Christopher,
law.
Yeah, the Christopher Columbus law.
It should be.
Yo.
Oh, my fucking God.
Squatting is the Christopher Columbus
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yo.
This is my shit.
America, cuz. Hey, this is wild, man.
Oh, my God.
This is so fucking wild. But
she took it way back.
Yo, I can't believe that shit got me fucked up right now.
Let me help you.
I'm struggling.
You can't get the brownie open.
I'm like, where's the part where you rip it at? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, So we talked a little bit about what y'all do. What are the future plans? And, how can others help?
I've had a lot of people reach out already asking to volunteer or pitch ideas. And we have a lot that's in store. If you are interested in volunteering, putting towards your talent, your effort, your time, you can inbox us. We'll go through the whole clearance process, whatever you need to help us out. If you want your child to be involved, I've had a couple people reach out and say, hey, my child wants to volunteer. Talk to a couple kids younger than them, maybe in the same situation. Everything right now has to be through the inbox. My personal passion is going to be mental health focused for adults, young adults, adults.
We need that.
Physical.
Especially in the black community, because it's like taboo. Oh, yeah. Mental health awareness is like taboo in the
Absolutely.
Black community.
And so a lot of people don't know how to handle their emotions and feelings.
No.
And they react people, out of emotions.
There's a lot of trauma.
There is.
Yes.
Especially, you know, coming in these low-income environments, like there's a lot of trauma. I mean, some shit just went down last week, right?
Yeah,
somebody was just a teenager was, or two teenagers.
Yeah, one died.
One oh, were yeah. just shot.
Mm-hmm.
And one passed away. Like
I just found out about this last night.
Yeah.
I just found like just I was like, what? Really?
And it's just so crazy because everybody that lives in this community.
It's
like
a,
generation
it's a small
upon generation. Like people don't leave.
Right. It's a small.
So
it really is a small community.
Everyone's related.
When you take Washington, Houston, Kansas, it's a small community. Even though together it's big, but it's still small. You know what I'm saying? So like, how we are allowing shit like this to happen?
It's that crabs in the barrel mentality, man.
And that's foul.
There's no
sad.
Way out. It's survival mode and.
And I
people
hate
go
that.
People
though.
Go crazy.
I hate
you
it.
Try to stop that.
People
There's
go crazy.
Going on.
Yes.
People hating and lying on people for no reason. So.
And you don't have to do have, that to make it.
Because they have no drive to do anything because they've never seen anything positive.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They never see nothing positive. So.
I think that's what we're trying to change, because even when you think about the members of our organization, we all had different upbringings. We all have a different story, yet we're still here trying to assist others. So it's very interesting when you see people come together and we have the same goal. We want to plant our seeds. That's it.
Yeah, I definitely want to help out. Something piqued my interest. You said financial literacy. I work in a bank now, and I'm just now at 42 learning how important finances are, credit is, and all that stuff. Like, it's not taught in our community because no one knows.
We didn't know.
No one knows. Like, I grew up in the suburbs, so, you know, I was middle class, so I was okay, but I still never learned that shit. My parents were just scraping by. They were working, you know, from sun up to sundown, two jobs to make it happen. So, like, I definitely would love to be a part to help out and give back.
Absolutely.
So
that would be
great. Because, like, bro, I'll be honest with you. My credit's been fucked up since I was before even 18.
Damn.
How?
Because family members.
Yeah, they use it for cable.
Oh, back then.
Yeah, that.
The lights about to get shut off.
You know what I'm saying?
About to get shut off.
Plus, like, the Columbia house.
Yeah.
I was getting CDs.
Oh, you did that yourself.
I was getting CDs, but then, you know what I'm saying? I was getting paid.
That was the first scam.
I was getting pagers and shit. I was getting pagers. I had pagers. I had all types of gizmos and gadgets and shit. But
Pharaoh went the goosebumps and got the pagers.
Dog, you know what I'm saying? But, like, my shit's been fucked up since before then. You know what I mean? And it's like, No, there's no coming back. But
there
like,
is, though.
But there is, it's and hard, I'm just, and I'm just
it
now.
It is very hard.
I'm just now getting to the point to where
you have to have money.
I can turn it. Yeah, I mean, I can turn it around, and I'm about to do that here, actually, very soon.
But what people don't realize is like you.
I'm not
like,
going to.
What
there.
Rich people do is leverage credit for everything.
Everything.
They leverage credit for it. They don't have to have any money in their pocket. They're going to use somebody else's money to buy whatever they want and pay it back over time. You know, they get life insurance policies. They borrow from the
Oh, dude, I just, listen, like, I just found out the most gangster shit ever, and I'm so glad I even fucking did it. So, like, I got life insurance. I got, with the life insurance. Mm-hmm. So, where if I want to, I can.
You can borrow from it.
I can borrow from it.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to. Not yet, at least.
I didn't know you could do that till recently.
But,
yes.
But at the same time.
No, actually, it's a smart way.
It's smart
to
because
do it,
because yeah. they're going to come back for the money after you die.
No. It doesn't work like that. So,
no.
So listen, this is how it works. This is how it works. You buy a whole.
Yeah, life you get the whole term.
So, and you're paying into it. And then after a while, it gets cash value. You can pull from that. That just means when you die, there's less money that gets
that's
paid out.
That's available for your funeral family.
Right, but...
you know what?
But no.
That's just going to be paid for.
But if you get the right insurance policy, you can borrow up to your max amount and still have enough for your family.
Oh, yeah,
and
my shit's paid for.
What we need, because a lot of people don't know these things.
You can get like a $500,000 life insurance policy where you can take money out up to... 200,000,
right.
300,000, right. or 400,000. You still got 100,000 left if you die after you borrowed it. But you use that; it's tax free. You mm-hmm. never have to pay taxes on it. You can use that to maybe put that money in the bank for a CD or a money market where it's growing at 4%, 5%, and then you borrow money from the bank because now you have an asset in the bank, and then now you go
and
buy a house.
And that's what I mean by resources.
Estate,
yes.
Yeah, and who ever knew anything about that?
Nobody.
No one
None
teaches
of us.
You that.
And
they don't teach you that in school.
Yeah, you had to learn it from somebody else.
You had to teach yourself, basically, trial and error, and that's something... What if we did know that at 15?
The Pythagorean theorem in school, and I've used that once in my life.
I don't
and
I
was
even
3 years ago
is.
When I was building a deck. My brother's a carpenter. You use it probably.
I don't even know.
Right. Hey.
Tape measure.
The tape measure. 3, 4, 5.
Point
so
exactly.
The triangle to square off. To square off something. 3, 4, 5. The first time I used it, I was building a deck on my house. My brother's a carpenter. He was helping me, and that was 3 years ago. That's the first time I ever used it in my life. And that's what they teach me. But they didn't teach me how to have good credit or...
No.
So
that's
it's all set up for you to go to jail. The school system is just like the jail system.
Exactly. Just like it. It's set up for you to go to jail.
To work for the rich CEOs.
Someone else. Be miserable.
They train you to be comfortable going, getting up at 7 in the morning, sitting
minimum.
In a building
yes.
until 3, and then...
And that's what we are trying to reverse. We don't want our kids to think that that's their only option.
Don't be creative.
My last, I wouldn't say last, but another one is our physical health.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just horrible.
As
it's
black
horrible.
People. Yeah, like for me, growing up, even vegetables were cooked in bacon grease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the truth.
It's
though.
Good. It's
the
good.
Green beans with the bacon. What? Yeah.
It's good, but it's not good.
You eat greens with ham in it, right?
Ham hocks.
With ham hocks.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. Yeah,
growing up, that's what we had. Fried chicken, pasta.
Pork chops.
Bacon. Then you cook the pancakes in the
lard,
bacon grease.
Lard. The bacon. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Eggs in the bacon grease. Everything in the bacon grease. Mm-hmm. My grandma had
the tub on the stove.
Right. With the Crisco.
And the fucking cast iron. And the cast iron.
And you never threw it away.
Never.
They had a fish grease one.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Nasty.
But that's what we learned how to, that's what we cooked in. So by the time we're in our 40s, we're possibly in a bad situation all because of what we chose to eat or what we didn't teach ourselves.
However, you know what? I will say one thing. I feel like that shit back then is better than the shit that we got now. The shit we got now is fucking horrific. The shit back then, I don't know. It might just be me, but like I try to equate everything to sports. I feel like, and this is, you know, big pause. I feel like the niggas was bigger back then than they are now. Look at the high school kids. I feel like some of these kids is way smaller than the ones back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't agree. I mean,
I don't know, man. They're
taller now. They're not as bulky.
They're not as big. Like, there was grown niggas playing high school football back in the day. Whereas now these kids, you're just a big kid. Yeah, you're a big kid right now. There's grown up. There was a LeVar Arrington playing football,
but also you were smaller too.
Running shit for 4 years.
If you met LeVar Arrington right now, he's probably your size.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because
but it seems like they're way bigger. They're not really.
Oh, that nigga was bigger, really that big, and faster. Yeah, that nigga was. He was a brolic. He's a brolic nigga in high school, cuz.
But you were little in high school, so they all looked bigger.
No, but that nigga was a big. He was big.
Same for me. Like, I was little in high school.
Yeah, right.
I was
right.
100 pounds less than I am now in high school. So everybody looked big to me.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just feel like the food back then was a lot more.
Food was safer.
Safer. Yeah, because this shit now. I seen.
You can't buy it in Europe.
I seen some Chinese motherfuckers make lettuce out of some fucking water. Dog, this shit blew my fucking mind. I was like, yo, I'll never look at salad and lettuce the same.
Out of water?
Dog, it was fucked up. It was like paint and water.
Chemicals or something.
Yeah, it was fucked up. But, yo, let's get into some music, man. So, I want to shout out to my man, Rich Pintor. And, you know, he got this group called Manos. And, you know, shout out to them. And shout out to Mighty Duck. And they got a song called Heart Cold that just dropped on Friday. And we're going to have them up here soon. But we're going to play. Let's play that joint, JT. Let's rock out to that.
The Inbox.
Fashion low key, strapped in it, bitch. Ain't gonna lie, shit on low key. Raining on bad shit, or owe me, They can't tell me what I'm on. Strapped in it, things, she don't tell me shit I'm on. And I get them all, shit ain't telling them what I'm on. And we get you all, we can't push you if you on, yeah. Putting on these chains, shit, you know I had a chain. Wrapped in the game, shit, you know I ain't even playing. Fucking with your hoes, you know I ain't staying. I'm going insane. Shorty so smart, only when she give me brain. Let my lyrics cry while I let the beat sing. Look inside my eyes, man, I swear you see the pain. Heart so cold, ice running through my veins. I am Mighty Doug, yo, bitch, know my name. Yeah, I'm with the game, but I never had to bang. Fuck with my bitch, cause we on the same thing. I'm so fly, I don't travel on the plane. I'm so toxic, I'm fucking on your mane. Niggas crashed out cause they all in my lane. I'm a real nigga, you don't even gotta explain. Learn from mistakes and you gotta maintain. Chase somebody up if they reaching for the chain. I made my bitch mad so I flew out to Spain. Winning in this bitch, man, I'm popping champagne. Shawty had to leave right after I came.
I ain't sugar for the pain. I ain't no sugar, I got dirt with me. Nigga on my rear, you know how you really stand, homie. Nothing on your head if you ever try to fuck with me. Stand a little too close, I might have to put a 40. I'm by myself, but I ain't lonely. You can't, yeah, I don't below. Ain't no other way, you can't, little bro, be home. If you're talking to me, gotta show me. I believe in the visual. Every time I step out of the machine, they really smoke.
They can't tell me what I'm on. Strapped in the thing, she don't tell me shit I'm on. And I get them all, she ain't telling them what I'm on. And we get you all, we can't push you if you're on, yeah. On these chains, shit, you know I had a chain. Wrapped in the game, shit, you know I ain't even playing. Fucking with your hoes, you know I ain't staying.
I'm going insane. Shorty so smart, only when she give me brain. Let my lyrics cry while I let the beat sing. Look inside my eyes, man, I swear you see the pain. Heart so cold, ice running through my veins. My veins, my veins, my veins, my veins, my veins, my veins.
The Inbox.
Yo, shout out to Manos, man. And shout out to my man Rich. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we gonna get together, man. Hey, we gonna make something happen. Pause. No Diddy. That's what they say now. No Diddy. But I want, you know, when you're in the inbox, you know, we like to get down to business and everything, but we also like to talk about what's going on right now. But before we do, before we even go into any of that, there's one last question I want to ask y'all. And I was just sitting there thinking, like, what was the most challenging part about getting, you know what I mean, getting a nonprofit and getting into that space? Because there's a lot of people I know that try to, you know, get nonprofits and all that, and they have no success. So obviously there's a process and steps and everything. Like what was the steps? Like, what's the challenging part about even having one?
Vernon?
I would probably say just, you know, filing the paperwork and getting people to take you serious. Because, you know, a lot of people's in it, you know, just to get money and scam and...
Right, right.
You know, so a lot of people don't trust it.
You got to do the right thing, pretty much.
Yeah.
So like, is there bread, like, so whenever you file and everything, like, is there bread involved to get, like, a nonprofit? Like
yeah,
you so like, it. Like... How do you even go about this?
Man, Google.
Google. Right. True. Yeah. Hey, you ain't never lie, bro.
Yeah, internet's the best thing.
The best thing. Dog, the internet's a motherfucker. The internet's a motherfucker. But yeah, man, that's wild. I don't know. Maybe one of these days. Hey, maybe we can get a nonprofit.
I mean, an AI.
You know, I'm going to get on the AI here in just a motherfucking second. I'm glad you brought that up, Jay Tizza. You know what? Let's get to it right now. Man, fuck the bullshit. Let's go. So, I know you heard that Drake, cuz. I know you heard that new Drake.
Yeah.
Listen, you know how I feel about this motherfucker Aubrey, cuz. You know I don't really you know I'm not the biggest Drake lover. No.
Can I tell all the business? Cause you know I got the insider information.
I know
on,
you do.
On you.
On you. You know what? Listen, this. Let me tell you
let
something.
Let me keep that off air.
Let me tell you something. So I heard this new Drake shit. I think it was yesterday. I heard this new Drake shit. Kendrick got to do something. He got to do something, cause this motherfucking Drake.
There's another Drake?
Dog, this nigga got Tupac and motherfucking Snoop on.
Oh, I didn't hear this one.
Bro.
Oh, so Drake went back to back.
Yeah.
Bro, Kendrick, this nigga now got Snoop Dogg and Tupac just on the motherfucking just on song.
Just on Kendrick?
He's talking about a few other people.
And I got some insider information on what Kendrick might be doing.
Dog, I already know.
I know somebody who knows.
I already know what Kendrick's going to do.
I know somebody who knows his team.
Oh yeah, yeah. I already know.
They
already
just
know.
Told me today.
I already know what
they just
Kendrick's
told me today
do.
What he's trying to do. I'll tell you off air because
I already know what Kendrick's going to do because people. I hate this. Oh, you got to respond and such. It ain't never been like that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't never been you got to respond in such and such time. Because back in the day, there was no social media. If a nigga dissed you, you might have to wait till the next album when he comes
busy.
Out. You know what I'm saying? Or the next mixtape or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't never been timely. You know?
All right, so let's start from the beginning. First off, Kendrick's first track with Future wasn't a diss. Like, it literally wasn't a diss. He said that it ain't no big three.
He tapped him. It was a tap.
Like, he didn't disrespect
anybody. It was a light
jab. He said, like, I don't fuck with y'all, but he didn't go in. So, really, they didn't even have to respond to that. If they didn't want to,
they
in my opinion.
But they did.
And everybody's shitting on J. Cole. But J. Cole's like, this is between them. I don't have nothing to do with it, really. And I like
And you
Kendrick,
know what?
So
he's
like,
a smart guy.
I mean... because he's lyrical enough, he would have been able to handle it.
But Drake,
but nobody likes Drake.
Drake, dog, Drake's killing it. But Drake got a problem because he's only focusing on Kendrick. But there's so many other motherfuckers coming
on Kendrick. He talked about everybody in the first.
Dog, but you still got other motherfuckers coming at your head. You got to worry about Ross.
That's not a threat.
Dog, no, you got to worry about Ross.
When's the last time Rick Ross really?
It don't matter musically. Dog, it don't matter. You gotta Rick worry Ross about Ross. About
Birdman. Dog. Right now online.
There's so that? Many people.
Did you see that? He's in Florida. He's like, I got
and then Kanye.
It's only 37 million. Come on, Birdman.
And this nigga Kanye just dog. You gotta worry about Yeezy. I mean, this nigga Yeezy just put something out.
He lost his mind. It's over for him.
let's talk. All right, before
that's
we
what you was talking about with that mental health. Let's talk about
this. Yeah.
So, Kanye West does all this wild shit. Ryan Garcia says all this crazy
dog.
Shit.
Dog, dog, hey, that, so, hey, that
hold
nigga.
On, hold on, let me finish. Him. Hold on, let me finish.
He said you went to a Diddy party.
So let me finish. So all these people are like conspiracy theorists and whatever. Everyone's like, you know. You got to listen to what they're saying. But why they got to do all this extra crazy shit, too? Like, maybe I could listen to you.
Dog, it works.
If you weren't acting crazy.
It worked. It does. Dog, that shit works.
It does work.
Hey, this nigga, hey, I was fucking mind blown. This nigga whooped his ass and was saying all this crazy shit, talking about he hit a female. Dog, nigga, you whooped his ass. Dog, it fucked with everybody. He went out there and
beat him all over the road.
Beat him all over, bro.
I didn't even watch it.
Dog, he whooped his motherfucking. Like, yeah, I was like, what?
He wants to fuck
I knew it. I knew it. I just needed confirmation. That was confirmation. That nigga was a whole. It was a whole ploy. It was a whole mind fuck. I was like, yo, this
he
nigga.
Said, why would I make weight?
Hey, don't be surprised
tired.
If other motherfuckers is going to start doing that. But I don't know if they can do it like
that's,
that.
Your job is to make weight, though. That's part of your job.
I mean, yeah.
That's
yeah,
part of your job.
But he wanted to fight. And now he's like, he's a superstar now.
Right.
Devin Haney was a superstar.
Did he drop down to fight him like from a different weight class?
No.
They on the same weight class.
So, yeah, that's fucked up.
It was the beer, bro. It was the beer. It was, you know what I mean? It was just the extra calories.
He said he was going to beat him.
There's two parts to your job as a boxer, or three. One is promotion, two is making weight, three is coming to the fight.
Hey, he made two out of three.
Two out of three ain't bad, huh?
Two out of three ain't bad.
Fuck that 1.5 million.
Well, it's over 50%.
Somebody like that.
Hey, if he would have made weight, you think he would have been depleted?
No.
He still would.
He still whooped his ass. Yeah. Dog, I was
just real
disrespectful. I was, like, dog, I'm glad I didn't bet. I'm glad I didn't bet on that. Because, I probably would have lost. Right,
let's get back to it.
So, let's get back. Yeah, let's
Drake
get back.
Back to back.
But this nigga Drake, though, he had the AI Snoop and the AI Tupac. But that shit, the way he did it was fucking masterful, cuz. And, I don't give Drake his props too many times. I don't fuck with Aubrey, cuz. But but this hey, I had to give it to him. No Diddy. I had to give it to him. Mm. He can come out a big victor, but he still got other niggas that he gotta worry about. You worried Everybody. About Kendrick, I get it. That's the big
he
dog.
He told Metro go find some drums.
Dog, bro, Metro's fucking beats. This nigga's killing shit. You can't even say that. Drake can't even say that. He's just talking. Dog, Metro is killing shit right now. That whole Metro, all the Metro,
Metro
the first
21 Savage.
Dog, yeah, them Metro shits is hard. This,
yeah. I mean, but he had to say something. He said something.
Nigga, Metro made beats for you, nigga. And this shit was slamming. So, nigga, he can't be that bad. Like, come on. What are we doing? What are we saying?
It is talking shit.
Yeah, it's just talking shit.
It's entertaining, very entertaining.
Yeah, but hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. Drake put out some. That could be top five. It just depends on how Kendrick comes out. Yeah, I mean, and
but Drake's battling everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That Drake shit could be top five. One of the top five.
Drake's a bigger artist than everybody. It's really not too much you can say.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked, and I had to when I seen Twan Green, I had to give him his props.
I mean, bottom line is, whenever the streams come out, Drake gets a bigger piece of the pie, so Drake gets more money per stream than all these other artists do.
And
because that's how big of an artist he is.
So, but while we're talking about that, the whole Drake shit and the AI. So we talked about this before, about AI,
mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, I don't know. I feel like I be predicting shit. I be predicting the future, So what is to stop an app, an AI app? So say, say Jay, say if, you know, you was mad at me about something, you had an AI app on your phone and you wanted to call a chick I was talking to or something and act like he was another chick. Some other chick I was talking to or something.
What the fuck?
You can do that with AI.
You can do that.
Yeah, you can.
And you can. And how can you dispute it? And how can you dispute it? Because you
I saw an AI video where this woman got a call from somebody and she thought it was her daughter. And her daughter was like in help, needed help for something. And it was all AI.
And sent the money.
Yeah, they were trying to get her to send money because her daughter was in
trouble. Yeah, bro.
And it sounded exactly like her daughter's voice.
Yeah,
you gotta steal your voice with like I think 30 seconds of audio
and make it sound every which way.
Her daughter asking her to send her money because like her car broke down or something or whatever. She was about to get scammed. She was about to send it.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, so like because when I said it before. Nigga was like, oh, that ain't gonna happen. No, this shit's real now because this Drake song sounds hard.
I remember like 10 years ago, it was like 10 years ago, we were at my brother's house for, like all the family was there for holidays, and we were in the basement, he was upstairs, and we spoofed a telephone number and called his phone and acted like we were one of like his friends, but this girl that he was friends with, we acted like we were her man, and it was her phone number that showed up on his phone, and we called him, and he's upstairs like, I don't know, like what the fuck, and he thought, yeah,
you see,
like, we can spoof a phone number.
Yeah, you got him in trouble with his chick.
No, we didn't get him in trouble. He wasn't doing nothing, but like we made it like it was her man calling. Like, why are you in my girl's phone? Blah blah blah. Blah,
see,
whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, see that dog, and people are like. People are super ruthless nowadays. Mm-hmm. So they'll say the most ridiculous, outlandish shit, and especially if you got the AI. Mm-hmm. And I could sound like somebody that I know you're gonna hate. That is just gonna fire, dog.
It's not safe.
It's not safe
at all.
You know what I'm saying? And like, we gotta. You know what I mean? Like. We got to move with very, very, very extremely good intent nowadays. That's all we're going to say. No, I'm just saying as a people, because let's be
in the streets.
You ain't got to be in the streets. You ain't got to be in the streets. You could fuck over somebody that.
Well, why? So first off, I ain't going to do what you said if I did.
Dog, there might be somebody in the past that might remember something that you might have did. It doesn't matter.
Acting like another girl.
Dog, I'm just saying. Dog, it could be
and I ain't fucking nobody over. So if somebody's doing it to me, they're just doing it out of sheer hate.
Which is my point. Because niggas do shit for nothing.
And that's fine.
People bother people for no reason.
For no reason. That's what I'm saying. Niggas do shit for nothing.
And I'm not worried about that because I'm... If I ain't doing nothing to nobody, then do what you need.
That's what you say. Listen.
Yeah, but hey, but when it comes down to the come down, when it comes down to the come down, nigga, you got to explain some shit that you can't even explain, and it's going to make it sound like you it's going to make it sound crazy.
What my wife, and that's all I'm worried about. So.
Yeah, you're one out of a million, because if it was somebody else, oh, bro. Hey, nigga, it's over.
I'm just saying if something like that happens, I don't. It is what it is.
Yeah, man. That AI is dog. That's why
I'm just glad they didn't have all this when we were growing up.
Oh yeah, cause,
imagine. Imagine if we just had smartphones in high school.
Nigga, I know the bad
it'd
shit that was going on
up.
Back then.
It would have been fucked
no
up.
There's no way. Yeah.
It would have been fucked up.
The it bad. Wouldn't have been good
at all. But, you know, now we talk about Drake and Kendrick. Let's talk about my nigga Christopher Brown.
Oh, he's funny too.
Christopher Brown.
He dropped that song on Quavo.
Yo,
man.
Oh, hey.
Whew. And it was good.
It was good.
Chris Brown can rap.
He's very talented.
Dog,
yo, that's entertainment. Man. That, I'd be dying.
Yeah, that shit was. I heard that, and then I...
Is this because hip-hop is falling off? We had the 50 years, nobody's charting.
Dog, hip-hop sucks.
Now we got to bring the beef back.
Dog, it just sucks. There's no Jay-Z. There's no DMX. There ain't no fucking... what? Who we got?
I think it's a whole different genre of music.
We don't even got Lil Wayne, cuz.
What is he doing?
Right.
I don't know what he's doing.
We got NBA fucking young boy.
Who's that?
Right. You know what I'm saying? We got NBA young boy. We got fucking... No, I do fuck a Moneybagg Yo. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck a Moneybagg Yo. Who?
That's it.
That's it. Dog, I don't... There's nothing. We don't got shit. Rap sucks.
The same artists that's popping have been around for like 15 years.
Bro, I feel
Future
more...
Future been around like 15 years.
I feel more comfortable, and honestly, as a 38-year-old man, I'd rather listen to Taylor Swift, cause I ain't even gonna lie. Chilling. I'd rather roll up a blunt than listen to Taylor Swift, cause it's...
Taylor Swift is taking shots at people in her music. My wife just sent me a screenshot of some lyrics. I think she's taking a shot at Kim K.
Yeah,
talking about your daughter's coming home singing a song that I made that's about us, and you don't even know it.
Who's us?
Well, she's talking shit on Kim Kardashian.
Why though? Why they have an issue?
Because Kim Kardashian leaked a phone call.
Yeah, but it was edited. So whenever Kanye went up on stage, or whenever Kanye made that song, I Make That Bitch Famous. Sometimes I wish me and Taylor Swift should owe me sex. I Made That Bitch Famous.
Okay.
He called her and told her he was gonna put her in the song, but he didn't tell her that. What he said, what the line was going to be, but not like all the details. And she said, okay, cool. And then he added more to it and put it out. So she leaked that phone call. Like, you agreed to it, but like, yeah, she agreed. You can put my name in a song, but not that you're
not that.
Say, Taylor Swift owes me sex. I made that bitch famous.
No, yeah, right. Hey, that's a wild nigga. I love that nigga. He's wild. Yeah. That nigga's
he's
wild.
He really is. He
that's a wild ass.
LA naked. No shoes. Wild nigga shoes on. In the streets.
In the
you
streets?
Ever been to LA?
Dirty.
Yeah. Why would you be in the streets of LA barefoot?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
You go to LA, you got to ride down Figueroa.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's
right
that.
Next to the stadium. The stadium is right on Figueroa.
Damn. I want to go to L.A., but I don't know, man.
Yeah,
It's a whole different world.
They're not friendly.
No, I'm sure.
Yo, let's get into another song right quick. For the festivities, can we 420 it?
Yeah.
With Twan Green?
Hey.
The new video just dropped.
Hey.
420.
Shout out to my nigga Twan Green. Let's pour that 420, man.
The Inbox.
I know it's immature, but man, here's 420, gotta celebrate.
Yeah. Fall out!
Yeah.
Here's 420, gotta celebrate.
I know it's immature, but maybe you're my bad. I know it's immature, but maybe you're my bad. Yeah.
It's 420, gotta celebrate.
I know it's immature, but Mary, you my bae. Heart on broke Monday, she was right there. This day is for you, Twan Green Sincere. I'm sending my condolences if you ever lost someone. Mary Jane, you owe me, bitch. Need someone to smoke with. I'm right here. Need someone to smoke with.
One thing I ain't quitting in my life is smoking weed. One thing I ain't quitting in my life is smoking weed.
One
mama
thing
don't
I
understand
that my life is smoking weed.
Oh fuck. Right. I'm the greatest.
One
AD.
Thing I ain't quitting in my life.
Yeah.
Smoking weed.
Yeah.
Mama don't understand why I choose smoke instead of becoming a man. Should be buying diapers, but I'm out here buying grams. But other joke when I'm with the fam. I've been smoking since I was a little man. Grace dropping, mama owing Uncle Sam. Mama want me to quit, but I can't. Man, I can't. I need a plant. Dropped out of high school, fuck a grant. Kicked out of Job Corps, there go Ant. Wanna pass a drug test, but I can't.
All my friends smoke weed, I'm the man. Buy a detox drink, that's the plan. They ask me if I'm high, yes I am. Yes I am, yes I am. JT brought me weed from the land. No disrespect, come my girl from the land. I want that Golden State weed and a lamb. You said you higher than me, that's a scam. You got that mid in rotation, but a scram. River ain't talking to me, but I'm round. River ain't talking to me, but I'm round. Yes, I'm round. Yes, I'm round. A weed lie yelling at me, ham. Smoke so much, I can't feel shit. Raw, empty, I'ma feel it. It's a celebration, it's a celebration. It's 420, 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 it's a celebration. The one thing I ain't quit on my life is smoking weed. The one thing I ain't quit on my life is smoking weed. The one thing I ain't quit on my life is smoking weed. The one thing I ain't quit on my life is smoking weed. It's 420, I'ma celebrate. I know it's immature, but Mary, you my babe. Autumn broke Monday, she was right there. This day for you, twang was sincere. I'm sending my condolences. If you ever lost someone, Mary Jane, you owe me, bitch. Someone to smoke with, I'm right here. You need someone to smoke with, I'm right here.
When there was no one else, that was you. All them days, just a blunt got me through. My mama tell me this weed ain't shit. I be trying hard just to give it up. My rap name Twan Green, I don't give a fuck. And if you feeling like a feeling, nigga, roll it up. And if you feeling like a feeling, nigga, roll it up. I'ma be Twan Green, I don't give a fuck. I'ma be Twan Green, I don't give a fuck.
The only thing I ain't quit in my life is smoking. The only thing I ain't quit in my life is smoking. The only thing I ain't quit in my life is smoking. It's smoking.
The Inbox.
Yo, shout out to my man Twan Green with the 420.
Number one.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to Vern.
Ball out, show off, empire.
Yeah, hey, ball out, show off, empire. And shout out to Vern for coming through, Born Leaders, you know. Hey, shout out to him. But, we still got Caroline in the building, and before we get out of here, I got I want your opinions on something that I came across. <Uh-oh>. Man, this shit struck a nerve. Well, it didn't strike a nerve, but it was just the audacity of the post. So Shan Lavelle James.
Full government.
I don't know you, but this is your post. You said you needed to get something off your chest. And you had said that you came home from work and your husband told you that he lost his job. You really tried to be a good wife and hold things down for you tried to be a good wife and hold things down for about 30 days a month. And you was tired of being the man of the house. So you went out with his friend, and one thing led to the next. Now, bear with me, fellas and ladies. His friend cast you out? He cast you out?
That means they didn't go Cheesecake Factory.
Damn. Whew. Oh my, hey. That's crazy.
Hold on, finish.
Cast her out. Let me finish. So cast her out and showed her an amazing time. Whew. I miss being treated like that. Like the woman. And had my husband not lose his job, this wouldn't have happened. Oh my gosh!
Is there more?
He's calling me a cheater, but his job as a man was to provide. I was not wrong, and I refuse for him and his family to tarnish my name.
Listen, both things can be right.
Right. There's two things can't be right.
He is supposed to provide as a man. That, you know, that's a thing as a man. You are supposed to provide.
You ain't give this nigga more than 30 days.
But she still is a cheater, regardless. Yeah. But wait, 30 days? That ain't even long enough for nothing. Like, you, that barely
even hit her credit score. Nigga time to
that
get a job.
Even hit your credit score, 30 days.
Listen, she needs to come to Born Leaders Initiative for some group therapy because she is wrong.
Hold on.
100% wrong. That's a thinking error.
Shane Lavelle James.
We're laughing. We're laughing about this, but.
That's wrong. Yo,
what were your initial thoughts when you heard that?
You're a whore.
She's a hoe.
Well, first off, you're a cheater. But second, why you had to go with his friend?
Not only that, but where's the 30 days? Can we start there?
No.
Like, there should be no time limit. Like,
No. Y'all missed the whole thing of this whole thing. The friend cast her out.
What does that mean?
Cashed her out.
You're a prostitute, bitch. You're a prostitute, queen.
Okay. And she's making that a point because her husband lost his job and couldn't do that.
So in 30 days, you already had it lined up with the friend and the friend was already cool with it.
Right.
After 30 days, how did that work? Did you wait until day 30 and then...
No, that was probably going on before.
She had it on her mind.
But second, like, he still got paychecks coming in if he just lost his job 30 days
ago. So really, that month is only 2 weeks.
It's only been 2 weeks.
Give us some time, queen.
She's getting cashed out.
You're getting cashed out.
I don't think that's real.
You're getting that $40. You're getting that $40.
So what was she cashed out for 40? Did she just get a job when he lost his job and then for 30 days now
she's
working?
Wait, she said she's being the man of the house, though.
What does that mean?
Hey, she got cashed out. She's getting cashed out.
From the friend, one thing led to another.
Hey, she's getting cashed out.
One thing led to another. That ain't never happened in my life.
Every 15 minutes, like a bus, she's getting cashed out.
The only time one thing leads to another is when my intentions are for it to lead.
Exactly, to happen. Right. So the husband of Shane Lavelle James.
If you want to come on the show, my brother.
Hey, these hoes ain't loyal.
They ain't.
Mm. And your friend?
Your friend? Hey, that's not a friend.
And find out who the friend is.
Yeah, find out who the friend is. Go fuck his mom. But as a matter of fact, do one better and go fuck his grandma or his favorite aunt.
Nah, but what I'm saying is, why did she pick the friend?
Hey, fuck her mom too.
Disrespectful?
Yeah.
It could have been anybody.
See, and that's another...
So was she just... She was literally waiting. She was like in the blocks. You watch track.
She
was in the blocks.
She knew.
Like ready to go.
Yep.
She was ready to go as soon as that gun went off.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They be knowing who's next.
What's she been doing?
I don't be knowing who's next.
Has she been involved in the relationship at all this whole time?
It doesn't sound like it.
She was checked out from the gate.
There's a lot more going on.
Shane Lavelle James, my queen, are a whore.
What strip club you think she'll be working in next?
True Diamonds.
Oh my god, man.
Shane Lavelle James, man. Hey, you need to get you some cooth about you because
absolutely.
Because for one, you shouldn't even be married. Mm. You should just go. Just
what if the husband stayed?
After knowing even the friend or knowing all the details,
tears of a clown.
You're supposed to forget 30
though. 30 days, bro.
Dog.
30 days.
They ain't loyal, bro.
First off, like you said, Caroline, there shouldn't be a time limit. Like,
no, that's your husband.
No, that's your husband. Hey, richer or for poor,
right?
Sickness and health.
If I quit my job right now and sat on the couch for a year, my wife would bitch and complain, but she would hold me down.
She's gonna hold it down.
She would hold me down
because
mm-hmm.
she knows.
Because that's what you do.
Once it comes back up, it's gonna come back up.
Even if I didn't have no motivation, I mean, I'm who she chose, so she's gonna deal with it.
Dog,
she ain't gonna like it. She's gonna make sure I ain't comfortable.
Right.
But
right. Right.
But like, she's gonna respect me. in our marriage. Right. She ain't gonna step out.
Right. Yeah, you know yeah. What I'm saying? Yeah.
Especially that's with crazy. One of my friends. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Horrible.
Man.
Mm. 30 days. That ain't even enough time to.
Dog. Damn. That's what I'm saying. You had it on your mind. Shit.
They were already fucking.
Yeah,
they
right.
Had to be. Or thinking about it, talking about it.
Dog. And dog. And at that point,
is
listen.
The friend still alive?
No, because. Hey.
He's dead inside.
Hey. No, he's just lucky he ain't me. Cause I'm gonna fuck your mom. I'm gonna fuck your aunt. Your whoever's close to you. I'm fucking. I'm gonna get you. Yeah, so, somewhere I'm gonna get you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's gonna hurt you a lot more than it's gonna hurt me, even though I'm hurt. But it's gonna hurt you a lot worse. So hey, San Lavelle James. You're lucky I'm not your man.
You just got his friend's mom fucked.
Hey, I don't care. Hey, how old is she? She's 70?
Oh, my.
She's about to get the thickest stick of her life because, hey, I'm glad this ain't my woman. I'm glad.
Wow.
But, hey, shout out to Shin Lavelle James. Shout out to you. More power to you. I hope that your husband's friend is treating you right.
Hope he's cashing you out.
I hope he's cashing you out every night.
To this day.
To this day. But that's all the time.
I wonder how much money he had to have.
Bro.
Like it would be no. It's
bro,
not a lot,
bro.
Probably Red Lobster.
Dog.
Damn.
Bare minimum.
Damn.
Bare minimum.
She doesn't take much.
She don't take my.
No.
I mean, she beggars can't be choosers. She obviously didn't have a job before
then.
She
didn't go that far to look. She didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Far.
So Red Lobster.
So
Red Lobster is.
You're right, because she didn't have no money to go out to find somebody new.
So
she had to stay close to home.
His
Red Lobster is her Eddie V's or Lamont's or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's cheap. You know what I'm saying? That's lightweight to a player. Come
that's
on,
that's
now.
Her Nobu.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? So, damn. You know what I mean? Hey, let me shout this lady out one more time.
Shan Lavelle James,
you, my friend, have just been punked.
Is that
and
the
back to the ghetto you go.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, you might know what's that nigga from Set It Off? Jada Pinkett, Nate. You might run into Nate. Tell Nate I said what's up, because I'm pretty sure he's gonna buy next, but I ain't. So, that's all the time we got for Inbox Radio, and thank you all y'all for listening. Thanks for the feedback. Actually, I want to shout out to some of the people that sent, you know, some very, very, very good, you know, comments on the show that we did last time. And Tori from Seattle, Washington, she said, fun show today. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tori.
Ethan Lewis. Hey, I think you're a repeat commenter. I want to appreciate you even more, man, because you're paying attention. You're listening. I appreciate you and salute you. Thank you. And you're from Portland, Oregon. And you said, man, love the show. And glad I was wearing headphones today. Hey, that was one of the shows you should have been wearing headphones. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. No diddy.
Thank you, Ethan.
And, this blew me by surprise right here. Henrik Jensen from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Mm.
He said, like the show. Thank you. And shout out to everybody from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Henrik.
I appreciate y'all for even acknowledging me and Jay Tizza and the show out in Copenhagen, Denmark. Thank you. Appreciate you. Salute. Bless. But, you know, that's just a few of the, you know, nice little things that we get that, you know, just helps keeps us going. But I want to thank Born Leaders, Caroline.
Born Leaders Initiative.
Yes.
Caroline, shout out to Caroline. Shout out to Vern for coming through. Shout out to everybody else that couldn't come through, but it's a part of the Born Leaders. And
can you tell the audience one more time how to connect with you?
Yes, at the moment you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Born Leaders, and it's Leaders with a Z Initiative, and Inbox is there. Follow us, and we will also continue to update our contact information on the sites.
There it is.
There we go. Also, you know what? You got anything up for sale? Got any houses?
Real estate.
At the moment, I do not have any homes listed for sale. But if you are interested in buying in the near or further future, reach out to me. Purchase with Prince, Caroline Prince, on all social media platforms.
Hey. And that's great. There we go.
Thank you.
Hey, my name's Pharrell Mo.
And I'm JT.
And that's the Inbox Radio. Hey, we'll check you out. See you later. Peace. Oh, wait. Hold up. I forgot one big thing. I keep on forgetting every time we do the show. So a lot of people have been asking about like where they can find us on social media. I do have us a Facebook. Go to Facebook, Inbox Radio, and
the letter N
dash box radio, and that's our official social media. I'll be posting a lot more stuff on there, and I'm gonna try to perfect it as best as I can. I'm still trying to figure everything out and still trying to find the time to get it the way I want. But go on there and hey, holler at us. So Facebook, Inbox Radio, just like that. And we'll see you later.
The Inbox.